All right, we'll start the 4 o'clock hour with the stock market report. It's bad news again, and I hate to keep doing this every day. It's much more fun when everything's going up. It's less fun when everything's going down. Stock market report is sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Dow Jones down 45 points, NASDAQ down 181 points, and the S&P 500 down 29 points. So. Let's go. Let's get things. Wake up, Joe. Let's get things back on track.
I actually have my financial meeting in the morning.
Oh, you do?
Yes. But the funniest thing is that when the market's bad, they talk like in a somber tone. And I'm like, I know you don't run it. Like
ups and downs. The last 2-3 weeks has been brutal. So if you look, say, at your portfolio in March, it's not going to look great here on April 17th or the 18th tomorrow when you have your meeting. But
I'm a cuss.
It'll all come back. I like being in a little cat talk as well.
I like being in a big boardroom with a bunch of important people and cussing.
Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Panthers win the Atlantic Division. They handle the Maple Leafs last night, and they don't end up playing them. They're going to play the Tampa Bay Lightning in round one, and I'm with Paul Maurice. I don't care. Let them be scurred, because the Panthers looked good last night, and it'll be the Lightning. You said George Richards, Solana, suggested the first game would be Saturday at 5, is his guess?
Yeah, let me read you his tweet. He says, word on the street, Panthers and Lightning game one is Saturday in Sunrise. Assume the 5 p.m. window on TNT. Leafs, Bruins get primetime on Saturday.
That would make sense. So if the Heat are able to beat the Sixers tonight, their first game would be Saturday at 6, Panthers would be Saturday at 5. And that's just a bunch of tomfoolery that I don't need in my life.
We've talked about it 100 times.
I know. Just give me the alternate nights.
Why don't the leagues get together?
Of course.
Talk to Silver. Go talk to somebody else. Get out of here.
Really?
I can't remember the guy's name of the NHL.
Gary Bettman, it's our friend.
We actually had him on the show. I can never remember. But Bettman and Silver can't sit down and figure this out? Come on.
Ridiculous. Let's get headlines here. A couple things going on, by the way. I didn't mention this earlier, Solana, but our friend John Ruth from the UM Sports Hall of Fame and Museum is throwing out the first pitch tonight at the Hurricanes baseball game.
Huh.
Lee Sterling, who's a huge Hurricanes baseball fan, he texted me earlier today and said, hey, maybe you can give it a mention. Tonight is Sebastian the Ibis Appreciation Night. John Ruth, of course, famously played Sebastian when I went to school there. Mm-hmm. And John is throwing out the first pitch. So, and there's going to be Sebastian the Ibis t-shirts for the first 200 people who attend the game tonight. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to Canes baseball, our friend John Ruth, throwing out the first pitch. And I believe the UM Sports Hall of Fame and Museum induction ceremony is tomorrow night. I think tomorrow night is their big event.
Who's getting in?
Let me see.
Speaking of UM, I gotta show y'all who just texted me.
Whoa.
Ray Lewis.
Wow.
Is it because of your beef with Drake?
Well, you started talking about, it's so funny. We were talking about that, and then I sent him the link to Crowder Powder.
Oh, I got a text the other day from George Sedano. And it said, and he screenshotted the text from you. And he said, hey, am I getting catfished here? Because it came up unknown number. And you changed your number a while ago, but a lot of people don't know it. So they're getting a text from you. And so Sedano's like, hey, I get this text. And it's just like, hey, wanted you to check out my new seasonings. What's your address? Something like that. And so Sedano's like, am I getting catfished here? And I'm like, no, that's legit. That's his new number.
As you see, I just go through my phone book sending out Crowder Powder links.
That is so great that that's how you responded to Ray Lewis.
Hey, man, that Drake thing's crazy. I know, bro, ain't it? CrowderPowder.com.
Joe Zagacki texted me today, and he said, hey, when is the cooking demonstration at Delaware Chicken Farm on Saturday? Because I had told Joe that my wife and I are coming. Lori and I are coming on Saturday. Although it depends now on Panthers and Heat. You're a good guy and all, but
11-3. Game starts
11-3. Okay, so
come
we're good
early,
to go.
Slide out.
So
yeah.
Joe was saying, what time are you cooking? Are you cooking from 11 till 3?
I was guaranteed food by noon.
Okay.
Because we get there and start. Yeah, if I start cooking, then yeah, we'll be off.
Because he's going to come with his wife, and I'm planning on coming with Lori, and I bet I can get. I guess the Heat won't be home on Saturday. So I was going to say I can get Ira to come with his wife, but Heat are going to be on the road.
Oh, Ira's probably gone. Well, come on over.
Well, we'll be there.
Yeah.
Delaware Chicken Farm. Little Crowder Powder demonstration Saturday afternoon.
Just walking and pointing at meat, pouring Crowder Powder on it. Be pretty cool.
Ticket Wizard would love to go. He loves Delaware Chicken Farm, but he's out of town with his family. How is the Ticket Wizard doing with Jimmy? I know you told us Jimmy is not with us right now. He's working on some other stuff. Do you have any idea how the speeding ticket is going with the Ticket Wizard?
I assume you're asking me. No, I have
I
not.
How would you know? That's
I wouldn't.
It's like when I get back from lunch with the Ticket Wizard, my wife will say, oh, so how's Hillary and her college search or whatever? Huh? I don't know. Well, what did you talk about with him? Not that.
Women are intrusive with each other.
Man, they'll ask you anything. They remember everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I don't know how many kids people have.
Yep.
I just talk about food takes and maybe some sports.
Yeah. Asia one time went into this long rant about you being an empty nester, and it went over my head. I'm like, what are you? You talk to Hawk? Just like, no. She's like, yeah, we're talking about his son going to college, a couple of years.
Right, but
ago.
Like, who know? Like, who remembers that stuff? But women do.
Yeah, she does.
The only thing
here, University of Miami Sports Hall of Fame and Museum 54th induction banquet is tomorrow night at the Watsco Center on the Coral Gables campus. Class of 2024 includes, there's a lot of people deserving here. I just don't know who they are necessarily. I'm trying to get to the names I recognize. Shane Larkin, former Hooper.
Yeah.
Brandon Merriweather, Eric Winston.
Eric Winston's a cool dude. He is gigantic.
Gigantic, right?
He's all the 6'6", 3+, 340 maybe. He's a big guy.
I see here, former polo coach George Oliver. Now, is that water polo? Or did the University of Miami have a polo team?
My guess is water polo, but I mean,
it'd be obvious if there was big horses walking around somewhere.
But at some point, maybe there was a polo team. I mean, at some point, there have to be some collegiate polo teams, no? How else would you get to the pro level? Playing collegiately first.
Your parents being rich and having horses.
That is true. Let's see. Kimberly Barrett, women's track and field. Johan Donner, men's tennis. Jose Gill, men's diving. Megan Saknaki, women's basketball. I'm sure I'm not pronouncing that correctly. Shane Larkin, Brandon Merriweather, George Oliver, the polo coach. Let's see. An outstanding professional polo player in his own right. Oliver was tasked to start a program at Miami that had never existed, and in meteoric fashion, he saw amazing success before watching it all go away. The Hurricanes won 4 consecutive national championships, beating then-traditional powerhouses of Yale, Cornell, and Princeton. The Miami team played its matches in the Orange Bowl, but due to budgetary concerns, the program was discontinued after the 1951 season. undefeated and winners of four national championships in four seasons.
Wow. So you just,
I'm guessing it is actual polo on a horse if they did it at the Orange Bowl.
Yeah.
And let me guess, coach is no spring chicken.
1951, they disbanded.
Man, Hawk, so you just missed the polo era when you enrolled at University of Miami.
You know, now that I think about it, we did have some horses wandering around campus. Chris Perez, baseball.
Yeah.
Rick Remmert, athletics administrator, and Eric Winston. So that's tomorrow night at the Watsco Center.
Nice. But come on, all they had to do was detach the horse from the cart and go take him on the field.
Tell you what, four national championships in four seasons?
Yeah.
Talk about going out on a high note.
Yeah.
Holy mackerel. Is the most successful, is UM a polo school?
You know what? Four in a row. Did it?
Four out of four, though. They only did it for four seasons. They won a national championship in every season they competed in polo.
Wow. Powerhouse.
They're a polo school.
Y'all got us.
That's wild.
Four for four.
All right. You want to do headline Solana?
Yeah.
We'll get on to 15 minutes of heat as well this hour.
Let's do it. They're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford. We know trucks. There is some UM news that I haven't discussed today.
What was that?
Hannah Cavender, one of the Cavender twins, announced on social media she'll return to the U and use
Did
her.
Did she say she's returning to the U? Or returning to play basketball?
Well, she doesn't specify the U, but all the highlights are her of Miami and the heart.
But that was
she
her
used.
Last season. I couldn't tell if that meant she's coming back to the U or if she's just playing basketball.
But the heart she used, the emoji heart, was an orange heart, Hawk. So that leads you to believe she'll be back in orange and green.
So possible she did not get along with Katie Meyer. And now that Katie Meyer is gone, she's coming back to the U?
Well, here's the thing. Here's what I will say. Remember, there's two Cavender twins, obviously, right? Haley Cavender was the one that was starting. And at one point.
And then played another season last season.
I don't think she ended up playing at TCU, though.
She didn't?
I don't think she played last year. Oh. She's committed to TCU for the upcoming season. I don't think either of them played last year.
I thought Haley played last year and Hannah was done with basketball forever.
Yeah. But I don't think – I could be wrong, but I don't believe Haley ended up playing for TCU last year.
Hmm.
So I think she's going to play for TCU this year. And Hannah Cavender, who's kind of riding the pine, to be quite honest, is the one –
she's getting like 6 minutes a game.
Yeah, she averaged under 4 points a game, is the one coming back to the University of Miami.
She had the – who's the ball father?
LeVar.
She had the LeVar Ball number.
I got to pat myself on the back. I've told y'all what was going to happen. We're creating basketball. We're going to be influencers. And then they went to influence. And then they're like, hey.
I think they thought they were going to be the next thing in wrestling. Yeah. That didn't seem to take off.
No,
huh?
They both need to play basketball and go live back with their parents or something. Man, that influencer crap is nothing.
Okay.
You're an influencer.
I know. And it's just hard work for nothing. You have 12 million views. Give me some money.
Where they messed up was that they didn't start a seasoning line. The Cavender seasoning would have blown up.
Got to have something to sell people when they come up to you. I have some seasoning in my bag up here just in case somebody recognizes me.
It was funny. We were walking out of the Panthers arena last night. One of the security guards comes up to Crowder and he goes, hey, I want to buy a Crowder powder, but can you split it onto three different credit cards that I have?
Because I don't know how to get that damn credit card.
He goes, do you need to hit settings or language first?
Give me $9, Jeff.
This was something we didn't mention yesterday either, and I'd like to give a major shout out to Susan Miller Degnan, who announced yesterday that after 39 years of covering or writing at the Miami Herald. She officially retired yesterday, and she was on the Miami Hurricanes beat for a very long time. I don't know if it was all the 39 years or not, but yes.
And we've had her on the show before. She's terrific.
Yeah, we've referenced her. In my 12 years of radio, I've referenced Susan probably 7,000 times.
Yeah, so she deserves a major shout-out because I read her work since I've been in this industry, and I saw yesterday that she announced 39 years she hung it up.
Yeah, I didn't realize it until she announced it. I didn't know if that was like a surprise. I was like, wow, that's a big
deal.
She's
cool. She's cool to talk to, too.
Yeah.
I've seen her places, talking to her. She's very interesting. And, like, charismatic is the word.
Josie said.
I texted John Ruth that I needed more UM Polo info. The University of Miami is celebrated for its 5 football championships and 4 baseball titles, but the Hurricanes' first team national championship in school history occurred in polo in the 1948 men's national intercollegiate tournament.
How many black dudes were on the team?
-3. The dominant Miami squad, which played its home games at the Orange Bowl, no wonder it smelled like urine when I went to football games at the Orange Bowl. Or horses running around. The dominant Miami squad, which played its home games at the Orange Bowl, did not lose a match in the 4 years under George Oliver's tutelage.
Wow.
That's wild.
You ever rode a horse, Hawk?
I think once when I was young in like Colorado, I did one of those, the horse go winding up some mountain on a trail with a horse. It was the worst 4 hours of my life. Never again.
You're no fun.
You ride horses?
No, my kids and wife do. My knees are bad.
Well, the horse does the walking for you, doesn't it?
No, you got to put your, you can't just sit on the horse. You got to kind of hold yourself up as it jogs. You got to, and yeah, my knee pops. And then I told you I had the horse that tried to bite my leg one time in Puerto Rico. Me and horses don't get along.
Oh, George Oliver, by the way, passed away in 1994 at the age of 83. He was inducted in the Polo Hall of Fame in 1991. He was a paratrooper during World War II and was awarded 2 Silver Stars and a Purple Heart during combat in the Philippines.
Damn.
Wow.
How about that? You ever ride a horse, Solana?
Yeah, several times.
How'd it go?
Good. I mean, I'd say I'm pretty good at riding a horse.
Straight off the horse, right onto the kayak.
Pretty good at riding a horse.
Yeah, no, I mean, you have to let the horse know that you're in command. That's like what they tell you. Don't be afraid to get on the horse, because once the horse picks you out to be a bitch, I mean, you're donezo. You will not guide that horse to do anything.
Solana, I've told the story before. In Puerto Rico, we went to one of those, the same thing, but it was they ride down the beach and the horses walk in the water. And when I walk up, they were like, oh, big dude, we got to get, his name was Johnny Walker. They were like, go get Johnny. You know, the horses are too small for this guy. They bring this old ass, big ass horse out the back. He doesn't want to be there. I don't want to be there. And so we get on the beach. Asia takes off with the group, and Johnny Walker, he's walking so slow, his toes are dragging the ground. He's not even picking his feet up. And so the guy runs back around. He says, kick him. Get him going. Kick his sides. So I put my feet out. I slam my heels into his stomach, and he turns his whole neck around and looks straight in my face. And I dropped the little handles, and I just sit back. And we walked down the beach for about 45 minutes and walked back for about 45 minutes. I say, nope. That's my last time riding a horse.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I had to be a teenager probably, and going up this mountain trail. And the guy's like, oh, it knows the trail. You know, okay. It knows the trail. In the meantime, like the precipice of a 800-foot drop. Oh, it knows the trail. You're fine. Well, who's this fun to? Who likes this? This is fun for someone?
My wife and kids love it.
Not for me.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler loves it.
He does. He does. That's a good point. Hey, I like betting on the horses. I like watching them run.
I don't want to touch them.
Not with me.
Oh, there's no way I get on one of them Gulfstream horses. Hey,
could you imagine?
What? They're a big ball of muscle. I don't like touching them.
No, thank you.
You got the size to be a jockey, though, Hawk. So I'm surprised you're not a big horse guy.
I think I'm about 1 inch shorter than you. You got to be careful.
Uh-huh. I don't think so.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
He might be the highest Solana, but I think he might have a little girth in the midsection.
54-year-old Hawk definitely cannot be a jockey.
You know, those guys are like 110. They're tiny little humans.
I don't even think they're 110.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think they weigh 100 pounds.
That's crazy.
All right, guys, the Miami Heat do play tonight against the Philadelphia 76ers. Who's got the guts? That's what I want to know. Which one of you has the guts?
I'm terrified. Terrified, Solana.
I don't know. I'm having a tough time seeing them going into Philly with Philly being healthy and winning a game. I said this when Zach Gelb was on earlier and you were gone, Crowder. Philadelphia is not really an 8 seed, 7. They're not a play-in team.
No.
You're a 3 seed. If Joel Embiid was healthy, they're probably the 2 seed. And so to go in there and win a game, I don't know. I'm a little trepidatious about tonight.
8-game win streak. Their average, I think, through that streak, something 118 a game or something like that. It's going to be tough, Solana. I'm not saying we're guaranteed to lose, but it's going to be tough.
Tough sledding.
There we go.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it on Monday. I mean, this was worst possible situation for the Miami Heat. So it's not a shock to hear that you guys are acting like a bunch of gutless cowards. I mean, how quickly you forget what this team did a year ago, you know? How quickly people forget.
This ain't the Bulls or the Hawks.
But I, what's more important, remembering what they did last year or remembering what they did like 3 weeks ago?
Here's my thing, though. Like, the 8-0 record is impressive on the surface. It is. Like, I'm really not trying to diminish the fact that they're 8-0, and since Embiid's been back, they're 5-0 in the games that he played, and he played well. But you look at the teams that they beat. Toronto, we saw how bad they are. They beat Oklahoma City, which is the best win during this stretch. No SGA in that game. That's a big difference. Then they beat the Heat. The Heat had that game an 8-point lead in the fourth and blew it.
Okay, then so they already whooped the Heat.
Then they beat Memphis.
The way that he's doing it here is really the Heat are on a hot streak, and the Sixers are very vulnerable.
No, but listen to this. They beat Memphis, San Antonio, Detroit, Orlando, and Brooklyn to end the season. I mean, 6 of those 8 games that they won, other than Miami, Oklahoma City, and Orlando, none of those teams are playoff teams. None of those teams are good teams. So, like, to keep citing the 8-0, I mean, they didn't beat anybody.
No, but it's not just that. They happen to be a very good team, regardless. Forget about the 8-0. They're a very good team.
Like Hawk said, they if Joel's healthy, they're a 3 seed.
Yeah, they're probably a 2 seed. I agree. But you can't do that. Like, if Joel Embiid is healthy, he's never healthy. And I'm not quite certain he's 100.
Healthy tonight.
I don't know if he is, Crowder. I don't know if he is. We're going to find out very early. Happens to be one of my keys to the game. Like, bro, early on in this game, test Joel Embiid. See how his knee feels. If you're Bam in transition, get the hell up the floor every single time. Make Embiid run up and down the floor. Put bodies on him. Because you don't know if he's 100% healthy.
Bodies. That's what we got to do. We need bodies on him.
Terry Rozier, again, is out. Duncan Robinson is probable. Tyler Hero, Kevin Love are expected to play for the Miami Heat. They are available.
New York Post says Hannah Cavender returning to Miami after a year out of basketball in shocking about face.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Called it.
All right, guys, finally.
Did they ever wrestle?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't know. That's a really good question.
Yeah, because I remember
they did a couple promo events, I remember. They showed up on the red carpet for some wrestling cards. But I don't know if they ever wrestled.
Yeah. Head scraps hard.
I see here, June 7, 2023, Cavender Twins make their WWE television debut for the pro wrestling company, but they still weren't signed yet with WWE. And then in October 13th, Cavender Twins agent says they're in deep discussions with members of the WWE as far as contract negotiations go. But I guess they never ended up signing anything. Yeah.
All coming together now.
Yeah. Going back to school, get your lesson.
Does say that Hannah has announced on social media she'll return to Miami for her final year of eligibility. Her sister, Haley Cavender, is currently committed to TCU. So you're right. She didn't play for TCU this season.
Yeah, she did not. Yeah, I mean, I guess they just both took a year off to influence.
I don't think they like Katie Meyer.
They left. They left to pursue their wrestling and influencer careers, and then they saw that.
Why did they leave?
Because they still had
eligibility.
Because they thought they could be a wrestler and influencer.
Or they didn't like Katie Meyer.
Who can't like Katie Meyer? I love Katie Meyer.
I don't. I side with Coach Katie on that one.
It does make sense to me, though. Like here come these two larger than life personalities on the UM campus. On the UM campus specifically, they're probably the most popular people, more popular than the football players on the UM campus. They're used to, you know, people catering to every single need of theirs. And Katie Meyer's like, bro, I'm trying to get to the Elite Eight, which she does, which she accomplishes. I could see
this is the Nick Saban situation, having to deal with NIL and stuff. Because why did Coach Katie Meyer, you know, retire in her 19th season instead of 20 and kind of surprisingly? Like, she didn't want to deal with that nonsense. And the Cavender Twins, which were part of the nonsense, they didn't want to deal with her.
I do. Didn't we? We talked to her about that and asked her about the Twins, and she was like, it's weird that after the game, there's lines of people to ask them for autographs and pictures. And she didn't say it. I'm paraphrasing, but they're not even the best player on the team at this time, but they're getting more pictures and autographs because of the social media success.
Listen, I follow them.
Weirdo.
Okay, Drake.
I unfollowed Drake. He lost one. He lost a follower with that little comment.
That is so 2024. I unfollowed him.
Teach him a lesson.
Crowder, go ahead and cancel every plan you have for February of 2025. 1 year, in a year's time, because I just found the perfect vacation for you and your wife, Asia.
What is that?
Miami will be hosting a clothing optional cruise organized by Bare Necessities and Travel in partnership with Norwegian Cruise Line for the 2025 Nude Cruise, departing from Port of Miami on February 3rd. This partnership marks the company's first cruise from Miami, offering an 11-day sailing to destinations from Great Stirrup Cay, the Bahamas, and Puerto Rico.
Hey. I'll look into it. What's the name?
Nude Cruise.
Nude Cruise.
That's right up your alley.
Hey, man, you know, yeah, we all got the same pieces.
I don't know if that's true.
We do.
All right, your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. Your
looking
accident
for the Drake
attorneys.
Concert schedule.
You gonna go see Drake, Hawk?
No, I want you to go see Drake.
I'm not going to see Drake. It's over. He's dead to me.
What's today? I guess it's over as of April 5th. He doesn't have any more shows on the.
I think I went to the last show.
No, because it was he was in Sunrise, March 24th. Then he did two in New York, one in Pennsylvania, and two in New Jersey.
And if he comes to Davey, I'm going to smack his mouth.
That's your weather.
Did you do weather?
I don't know, but.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We're so far behind. All right, we'll do 15 minutes of heat in the next segment. And before you know it, preheat at 5:45. Get you set for Heat and Sixers tonight.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
Before we get to 15 minutes of heat, let's talk trucks. Palmetto Ford of Miami, family-owned and operated since 1966. Palmetto Ford, whatever you're looking for, Explorer, Edge, F-150, F-250, F-750, they got it. Whatever truck you need, they got it. Pickup trucks, landscape trucks, dump trucks, cargo vans, box trucks. If it exists, they got it. And what sets them apart is they got it in stock, on the lot, ready for delivery. Doesn't matter whether you need two vans or 50 vans, they got it. It's no wonder Palmetto Ford is constantly acquiring more inventory with that nationally recognized buying team they have. Take it from me. Cut out the middle, man. You get it straight from the source. Palmetto.
Yeah, you got it, Hawk.
Palmetto.
Keep talking.
He has the worst, internet ever.
It's crazy. Keep talking. keep talking smack, Hawk. Keep talking smack. Go ahead. Right. I know what Hawk was going to do in this segment anyways, Crowder. So we
15 minutes of heat.
Yeah, 15 minutes of heat. And he was just going to read through some of the prop bets. So we can go ahead with that. But first, I'll tell you right now, 15 minutes of heat is sponsored by Miami Lakes Auto Mall, Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade, Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. All right, so Crowder, remember yesterday, the line, I think it opened at 3.5. It was at 4.5 yesterday. And yeah. When we were looking at it earlier, I'll look it up one more time. But when we were looking at it earlier, the line had moved to Sixers minus 5.5.
It's Solana. Yeah. I'm scared, bro. I'm scared.
Yeah. And Hawk was saying he expects this to move to like 6.5 by the time the game tips off. It'll be at 7 p.m. tonight. Heat, yeah. Sixers, play-in tournament. If Miami wins, they play the New York Knicks on Saturday. It'll be a 6 p.m. tip-off. If the Heat lose, they'll host the winner of the Hawks and the Bulls tonight. That game is at, I believe, 9 p.m. or 9:30 p.m., and it'll be at the United Center in Chicago. What do you think? What do you think Jimmy Butler's over-under is set at right now, Crowder?
Ooh, 21.
It moved up 23.5. 23.5 coming into the game. I think it went up since yesterday, too, because I think yesterday was 22.5 or 23.
He has to go crazy. You've been waiting for Jimmy. Jimmy has to go Jimmy mode. Play in Jimmy. Make a T-shirt.
They know trucks, and yeah, they got it. What happened? Did I black out for a couple minutes? What happened? Yeah.
Man.
I'm guessing you were talking about the Jimmy Butler player prop there.
Yeah, yes. I read the 50 Minutes of Heat sponsor, and we went right into player props for tonight.
Heat are 5.5-point underdogs. Remember, it was 4.5.
Unbelievable.
It was 4.5. Yeah, no, Jimmy, I'm saying this, Alana. Where's Tyler's? Because I think it has to be Jimmy and Tyler offensively. I'm with you, but you said it earlier. Bam has a lot on his plate defensively,
yeah,
on Joel Embiid. So I think Tyler and I think Jimmy have to go up. Tyler has to be up there too. Tyler has to be in the 20s.
Yeah, he's 19.5. Over under 19.5 at -125, or you can take the under at -105. No Terry Rozier. So here's what the Heat have been doing. Oh, we're going to try this again. Here's what the Heat have been doing, by the way. So they've been starting Caleb Martin.
They know trucks, and yeah, they got it.
You had a stroke?
I'm going to pop up at my funeral during the eulogy. They know drugs, and yeah, they got it.
Tell them Crowder sent you. I've said that 7 million times. I love Delaware. Tell them Crowder sent you.
First time there on Saturday.
Oh, you're going to love it.
Well, I think what I'm – is it still – I think I asked you this before. Is it still stone crab season?
Yes.
I think because the Panthers, it looked like, will definitely play Saturday, and I'm not going to go to the game, and maybe the Heat on Saturday. So I'm thinking maybe we'll buy some stone crab while we're out there, and Lori and I can feast while we watch the game.
You know what you can do? You can go in when you first get there, order them, and they'll have them cracked and ready in a pan with your mustard sauce when it's time to go.
And tell them Crowder sent you.
Tell them Crowder sent you. You want lamb, beef, pork, turkey, duck.
Yeah.
Lobster, shrimp, fish, alligator, venison. They have it all. You know what? Funny thing, to annoy my kids, to wake them up in the morning, like if I go wake them up and they pull the cover over their head, I'll start reading by memory the Delaware commercial. In the Hollywood, Florida area since 1951. Daddy, no!
All right. I apologize about this. I'll go over the props in the next segment. We'll do the 5 o'clock headlines. We'll open up the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. And I'll give you all the player props all the way down to Haywood Highsmith. How about that?
You got till May 1st. That's when stone crab season ends.
Oh, okay. All right. Perfect.
So yeah,
that's what I'm going to do Saturday. We're going to come out. We're going to enjoy a little Crowder powder. And then we're going to buy some stone crab there at Delaware Chicken Farm. I've had stone crab from there because you've brought them to the studio before.
Yes.
But I've never shopped at Delaware.
Oh, you're going to love it.
We'll do the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour in the next segment. We'll get you the rest of the Heat props. I apologize. They know trucks. Yeah, they got them. And 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. Solana's angry at me. I didn't have anything to do with the internet. It's not my fault.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Let's go home, baby!
Hawk and Crowder.